Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go the distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Friday at 11 p.m. and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse_radio and at hotsugartea. And now, back to your program.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you are listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. We're here on this Friday, May the 17th, and thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. We're going to have a very interesting show for you tonight, in addition to the regular things that we deal with, which is our latest porn star news and entertainment gossip. We also have a special guest joining us tonight. Tonight's topic that we're going to talk about is ageism in the adult movie industry. And for that, I have as our guest adult star Presley St. Clair, who will be joining us in about a half an hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about being older in a business that is geared toward the young and the youth. There may be an extra guest or two popping in on the line tonight as for this topic. But also, it's our host, Indira. It is her birthday today, so we're going to give her some applause when she comes on the line and celebrate her birthday a little bit. But while we're waiting for her to come on, we have a little bit of news to deal with. And I always hate opening, whether it's this show or any other other shows that I deal with on this network, which is Real Talk with the Director, which comes on every Monday from 9 to 10. I always hate opening the show with a RIP. However, I have to open the show once again with the RIP, and this RIP is actually someone that I know. So I would like to say RIP to former WWE wrestler Ashley Mazzarano. I think I'm pronouncing her last name incorrectly. If I am, I truly apologize. I did not mean to. But I literally found out about 5 hours ago that Ashley passed away early this morning at the age of 39. Now, for those who say, well, I don't know who she was, Ashley was a WWE wrestler during the tail end of the WWE Attitude Era. Not only was she WWE Women's Champion for a while, she is one of the females, well, I'm sorry, she is one of the WWE divas at the time to appear in Playboy magazine. For the last several years, she has been in Maximum magazine. She has been on a host for MTV, the E! Channel. She tours the country doing comic book conventions. And I've met her several times at conventions over the last few years. And to me, she was always a very sweet woman, very personable. She was a true rock and roll fan. She was just that kind of woman. And I was literally stunned when I found out that she died today at the age of 39. And she is survived by her daughter, who is, I believe, 19 years old. I don't know what to say. It's not being ruled out that it is a case of foul play. It is not being ruled out. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. It is not being said that this is a case of foul play. It is not being said this is a case of, let's say, a drug overdose or alcoholism. I do understand that an autopsy is coming, and hopefully within a few weeks we'll find out exactly how and why she died. But as I said, I always hate opening the show to saying RIP to somebody, especially someone who I personally know and personally liked. So I just want to say RIP to Ashley and her daughter and any of her surviving members. Truly tragic, truly tragic. And I see our host on the line. Let me bring her on right now. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you. Thank you. Now, how long are we on tonight? Because we got some things that after the show, Ralph, like I'm not sure we'll stay on to maybe 12 tonight, 12:30, because I want to have a quick meeting with Ralph and we need to talk some stuff with Hot Sugar Tea because we are going to be doing some revamping stuff. So we want to like make the show just really good for you guys and more consistent with me being here. So we just definitely we might end the show a little early and then it's my birthday tonight. So I got stuff to do, okay? But we definitely appreciate you guys being here. I know that Ralph has some stuff planned tonight. You have a guest tonight, Ralph, right?
Yes, we do. We have a guest tonight. We are going to have a couple of just call-ins. We'll have some other things tonight.
Yeah.
Pretty much got a full boat today.
Well, if we got a full show, that's fine. And, you know, if you don't mind, like if you want to stay the extra 30 minutes, that's fine. If you guys want to take calls and stuff, I just know that I might have to run around that time. But it is expected because it's my birthday. So, and I get to do that, right? So, but anyways, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm going to be here. I wanted to be here tonight. That's why I am here. So I didn't want to miss this show tonight because that is crazy. Like, this is crazy to leave Ralph here by himself. So I'm here with you guys tonight, too. But anyways, I wanted to talk about a few things before our guests come on. I wanted to say something to all the ladies out there who are very upset about Trey Songz having a baby. A lot of people are talking about that right now. But I saw something else. And I'm not sure if you know who this girl is, but I know it's fake news, and I know that people are just trying to make that up. But they're trying to say that it's a porn star called Toppy or somebody. And I looked her up, and I'm just like, who is that? I don't know who that is. Do you know that,
name? I'm sorry, what's her name?
Toppy or Sloppy. I don't believe it. Like, number one, she don't even look nowhere near, like, Trey Songz type. And this girl looks totally, like, not his type. And I don't believe it, but I saw a few posts from some people that was really unofficial. They didn't look like they were really, like, good people that, you know, it's somebody that I could trust their word. But I seen a few posts. If you go on and put in Trey Songz, you'll see a few people posted that it's a porn star called Toppy. But it looks like she's been around for a long time. She was the girl that got caught having sex in the courthouse. I don't know if you heard about that, but it was some girl got caught working in the. Yeah, it was a girl got caught. I heard about it. It was like not recently, but like maybe a few months back. It's the first time I heard about it. I'm not sure when it happened, but she got caught having sex in the courthouse. If you look it up, and they keep saying porn star, and I'm like, I hate when the media reports porn star just because somebody is like doing something sexual. That does not mean that they're a porn star. I am so tired of that. That does not mean she's a porn star. I know nothing about this girl. I haven't seen any videos, anything. And somebody hit me yesterday and said that she's an Instagram porn star. Okay, I'm confused because I never heard of that. So, but she's the girl who was caught in the courtroom, in the courthouse having sex. I heard about that. That was reported on some of the gossip sites. A while back. So I don't believe that. I think it's fake news that she's the baby mother, but they're trying to say, oh, it's her. I don't believe that. But I definitely want to know who this girl is, because Trey Songz has a whole son, y'all, and nobody knew that he had a baby on the way. So I think that's kind of crazy. But everybody is definitely waiting to see who his mama is. Because a lot of girls are really upset because a lot of girls like Trey Songz. So, yeah. So I'm keeping my eyes open. I definitely want to know what's going on. I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up with the news. In Texas, there was a woman shot to death, a 43-year-old grandmother shot to death by the police in Texas. Now, the thing about this story is before she was murdered and assassinated, she yelled out to the police. The police officer shot her 5 times. Now, he's trying to say that, you know, he had cause to shoot her because she grabbed his taser, and she was reaching for his taser, which she got the taser. But I'm confused because you're telling me that a woman that's on the ground and you're up above her, she grabs your taser because you're tasing her. She's telling you that she's pregnant. And you shoot her 5 times because you fear for your life? Are you serious? So I'm confused.
Yeah, that's that bull.
So he's really sticking to this story, and the medical examiner is saying that it was homicide because how she was shot. 5 times? So you're telling me you couldn't do anything else? There was no other protocol in line to make sure that, you know, this woman was contained, that she was, that she was not going to do anything, like, that she wasn't supposed to do. But the thing is, if you watch the video, when she was up on, like, you know, when she was on her feet, you can tell that he knew that she didn't have a gun because he had already was, like, tussling with her. And, you know, if he was checking for a weapon or whatever, so he knew she didn't have anything. So I'm confused why she was shot.
I'm more confused. Now, I didn't know about this, but I'm more confused from listening to your story. If he had her face down on the ground, that means that her face was pointed to the ground, and he's standing above her, right?
No.
He already had the situation.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was above, like, okay, say she's on her back, and she's leaning up for, and she was trying to grab his, because he tased her. He tased her, and she fell to the ground, okay? He went to tase her again, and she grabbed it because she was saying, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant. And she grabbed the taser, and when she grabbed the taser, he shot her 5 times. Bam, 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 bam. Now, what I want you to do as well, while we're talking about this real quick, just go on, if you have your computer right there, can you go on and look at the video real quick? Because it's really quick. Like, it happens so fast. And her name, go to Twitter. You could say, put in Pamela Turner. Pamela Turner. And the sad thing about it is, guys, a lot of people are not talking about this. I've seen a lot of people talk about it when it happened, but this story did not gain any type of it wasn't going anywhere at all. That in a couple of days that people would start talking about it. You had more celebrities on this story, and you know, you had the entertainment, you know, the lawyers that always represent, like, you know, the Michael Browns and, you know, I forget that guy's name, but you don't see none of those people. Like, it's crazy. Nobody's talking about it. And I just think that it's kind of crazy that, once again, we're speaking about a white police officer assassinating a black person, and not just a black person, but a woman that's saying that she's pregnant. Now, if you look at the news, their new narrative is she was not pregnant. Now, I'm confused about that. So you're telling me that she told him that she was pregnant before he shot. So now they're trying to tell the public, no, she was not pregnant. So even though before he shot that gun, she told him that she was pregnant. So you're telling me that you would still shoot someone not knowing that they're pregnant? But they came back out and they're trying to, like, make it seem like he was a outstanding police officer. He's never been in any trouble, and the woman was not pregnant. Then they go and post her mugshot. Okay? I'm confused about that. Why would you post a mugshot? You know? So this is something that happens to us all the time, and it's really, I'm really getting tired of this type of stuff. It's really just crazy. Have you seen it yet? Are you watching it?
I'm looking at the video right now. I found the video.
You are? Okay.
It looks like
you see the guy, and then,
he had her on her back, and he's standing above her.
Okay.
And she's screaming, "I'm pregnant." You hear the taser going off.
Yeah, right.
And then you hear the gunshots.
And she sits up the last time she sits up, because when he shoots her the first time, you see her, like, go back. So she was sitting up trying to, like, tell, like, you know, somebody's tasing you. Like, you're not going to just sit there. Like, that hurts. I don't know if anybody's been tased. But that's electricity. That hurts. So if
it's 50,000 volts
pregnant,
going through your body.
That can affect the baby. Right. And if somebody's pregnant, that can definitely affect the child. So I'm confused why all of a sudden they're trying to change the narratives and say that she's not pregnant. How are we supposed to believe that? You get what I'm saying? What if this woman was pregnant, and that would be a bad look for this police officer that he shot her anyway? It's a bad look anyway, because you still shot her, not knowing that she was pregnant, right? That's still a bad look.
Right. All he would have had, all he would have had to do was handcuff her. That's all he would have had to do.
If
he had a legitimate reason to stop her or detain her, because from what I'm looking at, it looks like it's a case of harassment. But all he would have had to do was put the cuffs on her, and that would have been the end of it.
Right.
But he didn't do that.
Yep.
I don't understand. When is enough enough? Like, I know here in the New York City area, they're putting the officer on trial now for the killing of Eric Gardner, the man who it took where
suffocated.
Four police officers took this guy down, but they
mm-hmm.
gave him an illegal chokehold.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Not only is he on trial, the people have been protesting it. The head of the CBA says that it was justifiable. It is not justifiable.
No, it wasn't.
It's not.
Everybody saw that video. And I remember seeing that video, Ralph, and I could not believe that we are in 2000 and what time was that? 17 when it happened? 16 or 17? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I could not believe that I was seeing a man that was not doing anything. You know, not nothing enough to be killed. I'm confused. Why was he in the chokehold anyway? that man was saying that he could not breathe and they did not give up on him. They kept him in a chokehold the whole time. And he passed away in that chokehold. And then they tried to act like when his eyes were rolled back in his head, they tried to act like he was still alive.
Exactly. All this because supposedly he was selling illegal, he was illegally selling cigarettes.
Right. Right. Because you got people who are over-policing. You got people who are over-policing. You got people who are out there doing real crime. Real things in the street that are that we need police, like, you know, out there making sure the streets are safe in other ways. But you're policing the wrong people. You're policing somebody that's, that you don't even know for sure they're selling cigarettes, illegal cigarettes. I'm confused. So that's important. That's something that's a big thing going on. I'm confused.
I'm stunned, and like I said, the question
but
is
you have,
how many more times do you see this is not like the 70s and 80s where we did not have access to as much technology. There like video cameras all over the place. We're actually putting these videos up, you know, showing what the police are doing.
We're showing what they're doing. We're showing now what's going on because for a long time, it was their word against ours, and we were always wrong, correct? It was now,
right.
If we didn't have it on videotape, then guess what? If you didn't have it on your phone, then there would be no evidence. It will always be them right. And even though they see it, guess what? We're still wrong. Because most of them are all paid, they're paid to leave, they're on paid leave, sorry, and they're sitting at home getting their checks still, okay, and they're not going to court. Only a few of them are actually being prosecuted. That's it. It's only
right.
A few. It's maybe three out of them. Three out of maybe what? 10?
100?
Actually more. I'm just being funny. Right.
I'm being real.
That's
about 100-something cases. I mean, if you really sit back and look at it, and that's just the stuff that's documented. You know, I was looking at a video the other day of a guy, and I want to say he was in Texas. He's playing basketball on his own front yard with his kid.
Yeah.
The police roll up on him and say that they have a warrant for his arrest. Come to find out that all this stuff that he's doing, that the guy was – The warrant they had wasn't even for this guy. But the cop is adamant, no, we know your name. We know your name. He's like, that's not even my name. So he's saying, go get your ID because his wife is inside the house. But then he's telling the guy, don't move. She's like, well, how am I supposed to get this ID if I can't go in the house to get the ID?
Right.
You cops nowadays don't want to hear it. You don't want to admit that you're wrong. You don't, and worse is that you don't want to admit that there are some bad apples in your unit. Because I'm not here to sit there and say that cops are bad. Because all cops are not bad. Cops have a very dangerous job. They do.
They have a lot
of responsibility. I give them. But with that responsibility and that dangerous job, you still have to have this one simple thing, which is called common fucking sense. Everybody that you see is not a criminal. Everybody that you see is not doing something wrong. Sometimes the situations is not what you think it is. You gotta have a little bit of delicacy and talk to people to find out what the situation is going on. This woman is screaming that she's pregnant, and you're going to hit her with a taser?
Right.
You're going to claim that your life is in so much in jeopardy? I don't see you on your on your walkie-talkie calling for backup.
Calling for backup. Calling for a woman cop, not only that, a woman cop to come. Because once again,
and
you're bigger than her. You're way bigger than her. Why are you afraid of her?
Right. And if your life was, if you felt your life was so much in danger against this one woman, why didn't you stay in the car, observe her until backup came, and then you all went and rolled on her?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That is why the public does not like the police. That's why the public
want
to help the police. It's because of this. The police don't help me But you want me to, when you have a crime or you have a shooting or robbery or whatever, and you guys don't want, you want to come to the public and say, well, we need your help. You don't help the public. You try to intimidate the public.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that shit both ways. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
You know, now this is just me. I'm a black man. I'm a black man, and I'm a black man that travels around a whole lot of different places. I am always worried when I'm traveling somewhere that is not within where I am used to.
Well, I'm a black woman, and I now, when I see, especially when I'm in Los Angeles, LAPD, and it sucks because I do have some family that are, they're not LAPD, but they're associated. But it sucks because I don't like saying F the police because I, but I do mean it. I do mean it because I mean it to those cops out there who are bad. Because I know there's a lot of cops out there who serve the communities and they're good at what they do, okay? So you can't, I'm not putting everybody in that bunch. It's a lot of good cops out there. And I salute those people who put their lives on the line every night to go out there and do their job. Because there's some stupid-ass people out there who don't allow them to do their job. But then there are some people out there who go and put these uniforms on because they're really Klan members, let's be honest, as they are putting police uniforms on now, and they're out there, you know, just looking to do something. I don't know. That's just my experience of what's happening. Like, it's no way. You don't see young white women being shot. Do you see them being shot by the police? No, I've never seen it. And I've seen, like, the opposite race do crazy shit. I seen one lady get in the police car and take off with the car, and the police was chasing her. Like,
right.
And she ended up in jail, unharmed. She was not touched. She wasn't shot at. And I just think that it's not fair. So you guys have to understand where we come from as black people of how we see things on this side of the rope. And a lot of people don't understand that unless you have somebody that is black that you're either in a relationship with, or you have children that are half black, then you can understand that. Or you have lots, all your friends are black. You can understand that because you see the difference. But if you don't and you're somebody who's not around the opposite race, then you will never understand that. Because there's a lot of people out there who don't understand, and they're so like in this case, Pamela Turner. You don't see nobody putting rest in peace. You don't see a lot of people talking about this. You don't see it on the news everywhere. You get what I'm saying? But let something happen to somebody else, little Susie or like such and such, and it would be everywhere. It's just not fair. Every life has a purpose. Every life should be valued, period. I don't care what color you are. And
yeah.
That's not fair.
I mean,
look
at it this way. The Boston bomber, one of the guys in the Boston bomber, right? The Boston Marathon bombing of 2000, what I want to say, what is that, 11, 12? Still alive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Eric Garner, who sold cigarettes, claimed he sold cigarettes illegal, dead. Now, if someone should have died, don't you think it should have been the Boston bomber? I think it should have been him.
Not only him, the guy who ran inside the church and shot all those black people, he came
still
out alive, and they took his ass to Burger King. And he went to Burger King to eat lunch.
Right. Still alive.
You know, like, come on. The kids that just, those people, I don't even know if they're kids, but those kids who just went and shot up that school are still alive.
Oh, yeah. Still alive.
I'm confused. I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
The cops didn't go in there super hot with guns drawn and ready to blast whoever moves.
Nope.
You know.
Nope.
And like I said, it's those reasons that I hear and I see that make people like no, I don't trust you. And I have family members that were police. I have friends that are police. You know.
Yeah.
And that's the bad part is that we know people in our own lives that are police. And, like, we generally went to say, you know, it can't be so bad. But then you look at it and you say, no, man, it really is. And then what makes it worse is that if you're a police officer and you know you got a fucked up person in your unit, you don't say anything.
Right.
You don't do anything.
Right.
You just sit there, you just stand there and take it.
You're just as bad. You're just as bad as him.
You're just as guilty.
Right.
Now, actually, I do have a friend of mine from my childhood that is a police officer in a local city that I live near. And a couple of years ago, he spoke out against people in his department that was abusing their power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first thing we did when he said, I said, why are you doing that? You know, you just put a big ass X on your back.
Yeah.
And he basically turned around and said, you know what? Because I got kids, right? And when my children go out there to school, they're not wearing something saying that, oh, I'm so-and-so's kid. I'm officer or I'm lieutenant. I'm sergeant's kid.
Right.
They just seen on the blackface. And he said, if something was to happen where my child was to get shot for something they did not do, they're not asking any questions. Or they're going to shoot first and ask questions later. And that's got to stop.
Yep, that's right. That has to stop. You're right. You're so right. And it happens all the time. So much that it's almost like, I guess people are just like, it's the norm. They're not bothered by it. And that's the problem. Mm. That's what bothers me, because people are just so conditioned now. And it doesn't even faze you that you can sit there and watch a murder live on the news. Like, what type of world are we living in? This is crazy. Like, nobody really, and nobody cares. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody cares. Oh, it's just another black girl, and she's gone. So what? That's not right. She was somebody's sister. She was somebody's mother. Like, that's not fair.
Yep.
It's just not fair. It's not fair, and it needs to stop. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Like I said, when is enough
karma
enough?
Karma catches up with you. Karma, your chances fucking runs out. And when karma catches up with you, it's a wrap. And most of the time, it depends on what you do. When you intentionally, in your mind, and what I mean intentionally, when you do something, like when he made that decision to pull those triggers, that trigger, and you did it that many times, that was the kill, honey. That wasn't one shot. It was like, okay, I shot you in the leg because that was a warning shot.
I shot you one time to stop you. Warning shot.
You shot five times to kill her. You assassinated that woman. So your karma will run out. It already has started. And what people don't understand is that we are living in a time where karma don't wait no more. The guy who killed Mike Brown, what's his name, Darren or whatever his name is, you ask how his life is. And I bet you he can tell you that he wished this never happened, because guess why? He can't even go outside. He can't even be seen because his face was plastered everywhere, just like George Zimmerman, where he's a walking fucking target.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? Do you know how that feels? To be, you're not able to do nothing because you're afraid that somebody's going to try to attack you? How is that living? You might not be in jail, but that's your jail for the rest of your life. So you can't think you can be out in this world, in this place, and you can just do anything you want to do because you're abusing your authority. That's crazy. So for the rest of their lives, they have to walk around looking over their shoulders every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you took somebody's
no
life.
Friends.
You took a
no
child's
friends.
Life.
Yeah, no friends. The people that were your friends, you know, they're going to disown you because they're like, shit, I'm not catching that bullet when you move up around.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine, and this is, once again, true story. I had a friend of mine who just last week came up to visit me, and she moved to Atlanta over a year ago. She came up from Atlanta to see the do stuff, and I saw her. So we're talking. She said, Ralph, it's so bad, I got to carry this. She goes in her back and she pulls out a gun, loaded gun.
Yeah, I believe
right?
you. Yeah.
And I was like, what? I said, is that real? She's like,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, what
I
kind
believe-
of crap is that?
Because
I got to walk around strapped all the rest of my
to.
Life and where I'm
you
at
do.
Because I don't want to get
right.
robbed. I don't want anyone to
right.
mess with me. Come
right.
on, man.
And you don't ever know what's going to fucking happen. That's the thing. And that's the crazy part that I don't like, because what type of world are we living in? But that's what we have to do. Back in the days, people carry guns just to carry guns, right? Do you go to the
yeah.
shooting range or you whatever. Now you do it because you have to. It's so much shit happening that you just can't keep up with nothing. And if people ask me all the time, why do I always pay? I pay attention to everything. I'm the type, I should have probably been a part of the CIA, okay? I should have. Because I pay attention to everything. I see everything. I'm looking in the front. I'm looking in the back. I'm looking at, why is this person looking stupid, standing there too long? Wait a minute. You get what I'm saying? You gotta, these days, you gotta pay attention because there's so much stuff happening. And if you don't, those are the ones that get caught up. You real. Because, and that's real talk. You gotta always pay attention because there's too much happening in this world right now. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Like, I'm always just like, and you gotta be looking at the other person, even if somebody pull up on the side of me. And I think that's just me for. Like where I'm from, that's just the Compton in me. Like somebody pull up on the side of me, I'm always gonna look, because that's what I know. I know that when a car drives down my street when I was young, and the lights are off, that don't mean stand in the front yard. That meant you better get your ass in the house, because
mm-hmm.
nobody came down the street with their lights off. Anybody come down a lights off, you either gonna get shot at or you're getting shot, because that's a drive by. Come on. So, and sometimes some people just had their lights out. But most people in where I'm from, you got your lights fixed, honey, because you didn't drive down somebody's street that in the car didn't, nobody knew your car with the lights out. That don't even seem right. So it's like certain stuff that I'm just immune to. Like you can't pull up next to me and I don't turn and look. I'm looking before you pull up, because I don't know who you are. People do crazy
exactly.
shit these days. You gotta
exactly.
pay attention.
Like, I got caught slipping last year. And I was in Los Angeles. I was in downtown Los Angeles. This
mm-hmm.
was right after the Urban X
yeah.
Awards, and I was
yeah.
following Misty. We were going to go get something to eat, right? And
yeah.
I pulled up onto a red light, and I had the window.
Mm-hmm.
down on the driver's side, and I had it halfway cracked down on the passenger side. So a car pulled up next to me, and no big deal. I'm just vibing to the music, whatever. I turned my head to the left, right, and saw the car. I turned my head back to the right. There was a guy reaching into my car to try to steal my phone.
What?
Yes. I was like, he's like, yo, man, can I just borrow your phone? So, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Wait, did he ask to borrow the phone?
No, he asked to borrow the phone after I turned my head, and his hand was already inside the vehicle.
You saw his hands.
I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Now, my mind, when that happened, was to put the car in park and get out in Merco.
Yeah.
But I
right.
got to remember where I was at. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm not that far away
right.
from the
mm-hmm.
Staples Center.
Yeah.
I don't know police. I don't know if this guy is deranged. So me getting
yeah.
out the car to take it in, I don't know if that really is a setup. Whereas the setup was me get out the car. I get out the car. Next thing you know, I got someone jumping in the car riding away.
Right, because that's what they do. They wait for you to get out the car, and then they get in the car. And they ride off with your stuff and your car, and that's it. So it could have been a setup. You don't know,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. So I was like, you know what?
That's crazy.
I'm gonna... I just put my foot in the gas and just go.
Window. His whole damn hand would have been
And after that point, I said, during the night, I'm not riding with the window down. AC. I just had to spend the extra money for gas. But AC, no thank you. People come to me like, yo, can I get some money? No. Put the window up. I don't trust you.
No, I don't. No. I don't. I don't. You don't know who people are. I barely trust the police. They lucky I stopped for them. Like, because I don't even trust theirs.
Well, I'm going to tell you, where the city that I live in, right, it's a very low-key city. It's not very big. But I have not had, since I've been up here, I got pulled over by a cop once. And I've been up here 11 years now. I got pulled over by a cop once. And that was because I came upon a stop sign and I didn't come to a complete stop. Because it was like 2 o'clock
so
in the morning.
You did something.
And I was going to Wawa.
Right.
So,
right.
But he didn't put the lights on until I was going into the Wawa's parking lot. You know, he said, and he asked for my ID. I gave him my ID. He said, "What are you doing?" I told him, I said, "Oh, because you just kind of like blew through the stop sign." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just really hungry. You know, I've been working all night." So he was like, "Well, I just gave you a warning,
like,
and that
hungry.
Was it." I was hungry because I pulled into Wawa. So those of them know Wawa's is kind of like an upscale version of 7-Eleven, right? But they make sandwiches and stuff. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you're hungry. You know, you could go in there and get you a sandwich, you know, and keep it pushing, you know.
Right.
And, but that was really it. Now, I've seen, I did think it was funny one time because you said it. It was right when Straight Outta Compton came out, and I pulled into the same Wawa's, blasted and fucked the police. And it was
did
like
you?
A bunch of cop cars out there on lunch.
They were looking like, what the fuck?
They was like, what?
Dumbass.
Yeah, I didn't see him. I was like, it was like Ice Cube was like, "Fuck the police!" And I pulled in and I came around the corner and there was like 6 cop cars and all the guys were out in front of their cars talking. And I got this song blasting,
and they're just looking at you like shaking their head,
like oh, it's like that.
But you know what? The
like
thing
that.
Is that the police always, I think, from NYPD to LAPD, for me, those are the two worst. Like police departments ever. LAPD, I've never, like Atlanta, anybody who gets stopped here is because you are doing something stupid, okay? Most of the police here, they be on the phone, they be riding past you. You gotta be doing something dumb to get stopped here, okay? In LA, I can barely get off the plane and get my car, and you're getting pulled over by the police. Like LAPD, is off the chain. And every time you get pulled over, don't be in something nice. Don't be in a nice neighborhood because they're asking, who do you know here? My license says this neighborhood, sir. You get what I'm saying? Who car is this? Here's my registration. Like, that's the type of stuff you get. You get harassed. And it's really, and I don't want to be one of those people, Ralph, that you're like, okay, because you're black, this is it. But it is. It's true. I've been harassed so many times by freaking police, by LAPD. Like, it's crazy. Like, it just don't make sense.
I have not had
any problems
with the cops in L.A. I've never had a problem with the cops in L.A. As many times I've been there, I have never had any kind of problems. New York City police, because I go to New York City a lot, I never had any kind of problems with New York City police. I'm going to be honest with you.
NYPD? I hate NYPD. Oh, my God.
Nah, I haven't had any problems with them. I haven't had any kind of problems with New York City police. I've never been stopped or detained by New York City. I know one time I was in New York City, and I was with, well, she's not my friend anymore, with Alicia Keys, and she was doing the NFL kickoff, and this cop came by us, and the guy had a damn MP9 on him, which is a machine gun. And this was a patrol officer. They had beefed up the security because the NFL was doing – I don't know if the NFL still does. The NFL used to do these NFL kickoff parties. They had, like, these big concerts in major cities, you know, where the very first game was going to be at. And this year it was in New York City. I think it was right after the Giants won Super Bowl, right? Yeah. So they had beat up security. And now that kind of occurrence of police being that heavily armed in New York City is no longer a rarity because when things go bad – like the 9/11 bombing, you know, you had the guy a couple of years ago that tried to set off a bomb in Times Square, You had the other guy that took some people out in Times Square because he came down the wrong way of 8th Avenue. So it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
But what I will say, and plus you also have at times you have the Army or the National Guard, which are staked out at monuments around New York City on patrol.
Yeah.
But what I will say about the New York City cops now of today is that before they go weapons hot, at least in Times Square area, they're a little more cautious and second thinking before they put the finger on the trigger.
They pull out a gun. Right.
Yeah. They're not just going weapons hot and say, well, we'll shoot now and ask questions. They're saying, wait, what the hell's going on here? Because they know that if, like, for example, if you're in Times Square and you're on patrol and you hear a pop, 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 that may not be that. It could be firecrackers. It could be some kids with sparkles or something.
Or something else. Right.
Right. So they're a little more restraint with that before they go to weapons.
Yeah.
Now, other boroughs and other cities, they're not the same way. They're just more like, well, we'll shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah, ask questions later. And that's not right, though. That's the part that's not right.
No, that's crazy. No, that's really messed up with that poor woman. Now she got shot. Did he also kill the baby?
Well, they're saying that she was not pregnant, but do we believe that?
No,
that's the part. You get what I'm saying? Do we believe them? So, I don't. I don't trust nothing they say.
I don't trust anything they say.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Not one damn bit.
Because you lie about everything else, so why should I believe this?
All right. I see that our guest is on. Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll bring our guest on.
Okay.
And then we can see
Let's
about wrapping up the show real quick.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want to play? Because we always, well, hell, it's your birthday. I don't have no birthday music. Do we have any birthday music in our... Is there any good birthday songs besides Stevie Wonder and maybe Stevie Wonder? Is there out there? So we'll just play some little 50 Cent in the club. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Block talking. There
go,
we go.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck 'cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy and they're taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy and they're taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. Roll that. Watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the day, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When you playing is to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty said she feeling my stash, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. Okay. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the AC, and they take the drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the AC, and they take the drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I cut the that you be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, right? My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes to bitch, and she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. If it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let her make them, want the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. The way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. Problem pop up, nigga. See you.
You know, Indy, I got
hey,
a request.
Hey, go
study.
Since you're
in the music
hey.
Business, you may go. You need to make the really great birthday songs that could just play just on someone's birthday, you know, because there really isn't a good birthday song out there.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And it reminded me, when I just heard that song, shout out to 50 Cent, when we was on the video set for Shake That Ass, what was that? When did that come out, Ralph? Was that,
Oh, that's 2002.
Awesome. That was like, no, Ralph. Yeah, 2002 for Shake That Ass. So,
maybe
about 2002.
Wait, Shake That Ass.
Ralph, it was like 2010. 2009.
Shake, whoa.
The video.
By 50 Cent?
Shake That Ass, girl. Yeah.
Oh.
No, 2002. That was like Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
I'm thinking
of a different song. That's an old school
yeah.
club song that I'm thinking of. You know, that mm-hmm.
was
back
was like
in the
09.
In it.
Yeah, it was like 09 or 2010.
Now, the one
go
I'm
ahead.
Thinking about is when you said Shake the Ass, there's an old school song called Shake the Ass. That was back in like the 80s,
oh,
80s, 90s.
No, the
that's
one
what I'm
that
thinking
he
of.
Had every girl you could think of in the video. That video, we did that video for that, you know, Shake the Ass, whatever. And when 50 saw me, he was like, India, come here. I was like, hey, bitches. Anyways, but he's like really cool people. You know, I used to date one of his friends a long time ago. But yeah, he's really good people. And I, you know what, I always give props to anybody who, you know, who are not afraid to come into our industry and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, like, do stuff with, like, what he done, like, what Snoop has done, like, so many other people, Little John. I got respect for them because there's some of the people who will come in, who won't come in, and they'll act like, you know, they don't watch porn or they don't want to have nothing to do with it, but they're the biggest porn fans, and I hate people like that. So I'm really,
mm-hmm.
it's really refreshing to see people like 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg that you see at AVN. They have booths. They're at the booth. They're there. They're taking pictures. And I just think that's awesome. And Ralph, I wish you could have been there when they were there, like that type of time. That was just
see,
awesome.
No one invited me out to sets like that. I want to come on Candy Shop.
Yes.
I would have came on Tupac's. Yo, all y'all did people did the How Do You Want It video, and I was mad. I was like, yo, I couldn't have got an invite to come
mm-hmm.
on set. Like, what the hell?
Yep.
Dynamite, what's up?
That's another one. Shout out to Tupac. Rest in peace. Another, like, he was really, like, the first person, like, let's be honest, in hip-hop who started, like, the porn and the hip-hop. Like, for me, it's probably somebody else, but I'm pretty sure for me it's Tupac because he was one of those people who kind of, like, made it, like, cool to know the porn stars and know who they are because he had all of them in his damn video. That
damn
was one
sure
of,
did.
That's still one of the most iconic videos. When you think of, like, Tupac, you definitely think of one of the How Do You Want It, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even play mm-hmm. it. They'll play. I mean, come on, they had to make three versions of the song, three videos
right.
of the song. you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that X-rated one with Dynamite and Angel Kelly and Nina Hartley in it, it's hard.
Right.
I mean, you could probably find it on YouTube or something, but it's hard to find.
Right. Yeah. Also, I know we talked about John Singleton. Rest in peace to John Singleton. Such a big fan. I've always been a big fan of John Singleton ever since, like, when I first met him. That was when I was 19 years old. I met John Singleton. And I used to bring John to, John was one of my good friends. He's always been a good friend of my family. Most of my sisters all know John. So he's been somebody that's just been around that we've known for a long time. So, and matter of fact, my sister and I, actually two of my sisters and some of, you know, their friends, they all went to the private funeral they had in L.A. I just kind of think, like, for me, like, knowing John as long as I can, I can tell you guys this right off, like, he's always been one of those guys that's always been a gentleman. And no matter, like, when I decided to get into the adult film industry, I can tell you guys right now, John was, like, one of those guys that never judged me. You get what I'm saying? I had people who, like, you know, wanted to move on, like, you know, didn't want to, like, talk to you anymore because of your career choice that I have been friends with for a long time. So I can really say that John is, like, somebody that was a longtime friend who always kept it real. And I respect that, and I love him, and I miss him. And, you know, rest in peace to him, because he would truly be missed. And he's such a good talent. Oh, my gosh, one of the most talented people I probably know. He's definitely going to be missed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of John Singleton. And I even said that before. I said, if he never made another movie after Boys in the Hood,
right?
In my view, after he made that, he was a legend.
He would have still been okay, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
He would have been
and
okay.
And you know what, Ralph? One thing, John used to always come to AVN. I used to bring John to AVN. He wanted to come to AVN, and he would come to AVN. I remember us going, and he would just be with everybody. He didn't care, and this is like Boys in the Hood, Board of Justice. This is all that time. Everybody knows who he is. He did not care. John had the greatest time in Vegas. We was at the Venetian. That's when all the AVNs were at the Venetian. But John used to come. I remember Tyrese came a few times. With all of us. But John was a great friend. And actually, I think somebody tried to drag his name like a few years ago. And I was going through my comments, like on Twitter. And I found my DM with John, and he was telling me, because, you know, I was online fighting for him. Like, I was online. Like, you don't know him. Like, I was going back and forth with somebody. Y'all know back in my days where I was just evil online. And somebody was trying to drag John's name. And I was letting them have it. And John hit me up and was like, you always got my back. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I still got that DM. Oh, my gosh. And it's just little stuff like that you say. Little stuff like that I will always say and remember our conversations, our time, the wisdom he has given me. And he knows a lot of girls within the industry that he's friends with. And I'm not just talking about, like, some people would think it's a sexual thing. It's not. John is, like, one of the most, like, oh, my gosh, sweetest guys, you know? And it's never been like that. So, just rest in peace to him. It's really sad what happened.
Extremely sad. Very sudden, too.
I wish we had
very
more
unexpected.
Time to, like, it was unexpected. I wish, that's why, you know, you got to tell people that you love every day, that you see, you talk to them, tell them that you love them. Don't wait till they pass away, because you don't know when it's their time. And that's the thing. You know, he was young. He was 50-something years old, you know?
Well, speaking of AVN, that's where our guest is coming in at. This past year, I was at the AVN, and I was having a conversation with a gentleman that was saying how he did not want to come back to AVN because he feels like the AVN is no longer geared towards him. It's geared towards the young and not the old. He's an older guy. You know, he felt kind of out of place. So it had me kind of thinking, you know, if he feels this way, how do some of the women in the business feel that are of older age? Because it is an industry that is geared towards youth. youth and thinness.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it's geared toward. So I want to have a quick discussion about that. So right now I want to bring on a friend of mine, a porn star who is a little older, Presley St. Clair. Oops, wait a minute. I hit the wrong line. Hello, Presley St. Clair.
India.
Hi.
And Ralph. Hi, everybody. Indy, you sweet girl. Happy birthday, precious.
Oh, my gosh. I love your accent.
And nobody saying you happy birthday. Here, let me do my best. Excuse me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my sweet India.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Now we're going to have to put that into our player.
I love you. Thank you. Yes. We got to get that, Ralph. Get that sound bite.
We
yes.
are going to put that into our player immediately.
Yes.
So
every, oh,
someone's
I'm
birthday,
sure
we're gonna play that.
Well, hopefully
welcome.
You can find somebody more better. But that was that somebody had to sing it for you.
Thank you.
So
welcome
how
to the
is
show.
The world where y'all are?
Good.
Hmm?
I said Texas is beautiful. How is everything with y'all?
We are doing very well today.
Wow.
I know. That accent
good.
Is catching. It is.
Her
it is like,
is
whoa.
Her accent is so freaking cute.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
well,
there's a big sign at my house that it happens to be close to my dresser, so that I do recall it from time to time, and it says, oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I don't have an accent. Y'all do.
Right.
But thank
that's
you for
cute.
The compliment. That's very sweet. I'll try my best to not drag you out too bad.
Oh,
no.
If
I, if I concentrate
awesome.
Real hard, I can speak plainer. But
nope.
No,
we
love
just,
it.
You stay just the way
yes.
you are. Just the way
mm-hmm.
you are. Anybody that don't like it, well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
That's their problem. Yeah.
Well,
but Presley, first, thank you very much for coming
about
on.
Sure,
we are
surely.
Talking
about. It is my
about,
pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
No
You're
problem.
Welcome.
Tonight, we are talking about age in the adult movie business. Because,
mm-hmm.
as I said before you came on, I had a gentleman who I believe is going to call in also, who during
okay.
the AVN this year said that he feels that the AVN is no longer geared towards him. He felt.
Uh-huh.
Really out of the place. He felt like there was no one there he could really speak to, because everything now is geared for, or at least is always been geared for, that younger people, like 20, 25.
Right.
So in that
uh-huh.
conversation that I had with him, I had the conversation, then I'm walking around the AVN, and I came across where you were at. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the booth, and I'm saying, okay, this is Presley St. Clair. She's an older one. But Presley's got a line. No, she's got rabid fans that came to see her that want pictures and autographs and also the free stuff that Clips for Sale was offering. But more, they wanted the pictures
oh,
and
yeah.
the autographs. So it had me wondering, how do the women that are older feel about
mm-hmm.
this? Because you're not doing well. I mean, I think the three, except for Nina Hartley, because Nina Hartley is someone that came into the business young and progressed to the person she is today.
Sure.
But I would say that right now, you, Rita Daniels, and Sally DeAngelo would be the top three of this, if you want to call it this MILF category, that Lisa Ann is
mm-hmm.
taking somewhat credit for, or the MILF revolution. But how do you
right.
feel about
well,
that? Do you feel yeah. that the AVN, or not so much AVN, the adult movie business, is trying to push the older set out and just keep it the 18 to 25 era?
So, So, here is my opinion, since you all are asking it. I have never had an issue with my fan base. I have my own fan base. There are gentlemen that do like younger women. I think that there are genres for all age groups, fetishes. There's something out there for everyone. And although I chose to come into the business a little later in life, so to speak, after I'd raised my family, I never saw it as an obstacle. Everyone is very generous and has open arms. I have wonderful production companies that I'm privileged to work with. So J-Mac Productions, Team VP, he's at G. Sanders is out of Florida, Flinex Media, there are basically a tri-state company. So I've been very blessed with good production guys that give me, you know, fun places to go and good sets to be on. And I kind of make up my own storylines. But I've worked with some wonderful amateur actors and actresses. So mm-hmm. I don't see it as an obstacle. I think that perhaps you have to find your own niche, regardless what your age is, whether you're 21, 51, or somewhere in between. You still have to find your niche and find the fan base that is. It's a big world out there, and almost everybody has an internet now. So I think you just find your fan base and have some fun with it. That's what it's all about.
I agree. I do think it is about finding your particular fan base, because everybody that does mm-hmm. porn has fans. Everybody.
Yes. Some, what you're doing.
Yes, some are more rabid than the others. I'll agree with that one. But they all, you know, they're hungry for this. But now that, like, Bree Mills, you know, Bree Mills has taken over, theoretically, Vivid. And she started the site Adult Time. That's another layer of another opportunity that never was around before, because, as I said, back in, I guess, India's days and earlier, when you hit a certain age, you were kind of like pushed out. They may not say get out, but they kind of made you feel like, you know, your time is not here anymore. It's not for you anymore. But now they want the older female talents to come into the business. They want them to stick around.
Sure. Because there's a lot of gentlemen, and I'm gonna say probably 50, half of my fan base is from Europe and the Eastern countries, China and Japan and things like that. Europe, a more free thinking society than America. And I don't want to get into politics, God help me, but because I am from Texas and we're all packing something around here, so.
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well,
Go ahead, Ralph. What were you saying, honey?
Oh, well, I would say, yes, I know the European, when I lived in Europe, they like everything. They like everything. They like everybody. Because everybody, and let's be honest, I'm a guy, but everybody does not like 20-some-odd-year old girls. I know it sounds kind of cliche, like, Ralph, yeah, right. But the truth of the matter is, like, more adult-geared men like someone of their own age that they, and I guess with porn, someone that they can relate to, you know, that they
yes,
can go out and have a good time with.
Yes, that you can actually carry on a conversation that has read a newspaper or the social media of the day. And, you know, can have a discussion about more than just fucking and sucking, which is good. You want to eventually get there. But it's always nice to have a nice glass of wine and a good dinner or a bottle of beer and a hot dog and a ball game and just have some fun, too.
I don't know about that ball game and a beer, though. I'm not a beer fan. Now,
I said wine person, and I thought, oh no, I better say beer too.
Nah, if you say cognac, I might like, yeah, I like.
Mm.
No. Now, I know a little bit about you,
Each his own. Everybody has their own little thing that they like. So to each his own, you and your cognac, me and my crown. Somebody else may like their beer. It's all good.
Oh, you like the crown. Okay. Now, I'm familiar with who you are, but everybody, and I guess I should do this first, everybody out there is not familiar with Presley St. Clair. So why don't you tell our audience who Presley St. Clair is?
Oh, my. Well, you can go on to any number of my sites. PresleyStClair.com will get you everywhere. I Twitter a lot. I'm real big into, I pretty much, well, I didn't start it, but I'm one of the founding members of the Nitpicks, which is Nude in Public. It's really kicked off. So I've been doing that for 20 years, back before Nitpicks were popular. So I have, I have fun doing that. And I do a lot of, I just got back from AFFLV, which is the Adult Film Festival. And I received their Diamond Award this year, which is online memberships and things like that. So that was a great privilege. That takes place right after ABN. Let's see, I've danced a few places. I'm getting ready to go to Alaska and dance
Alaska.
Up there at the, yes, I dance all over the country here and there, and I've been invited to go to Anchorage, Alaska, and dance at the Great Wolf Lodge. No, that's not right. The Great Wolf. Oh, should have written that one down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is the Wolf Lodge. Okay, I was correct. It's the Wolf Lodge. And so, yeah, that'll be fun. And
again,
keep up with me on Twitter. You can catch up with all my adventures there. And I do have some videos that get posted. I am a member of Southern Charms, obviously. And Clips for Sale. I was at their booth at ABN. Great company. The boys are just fabulous to me. They're so kind and good and wonderful to everybody I've ever met. So God love them for keeping up with all that.
Yes, I do like their booth. A lot of energy comes out of that booth with some of the talents that are there. They're very personable, very polite. You know, they'll smile, they'll take pictures, autographs. You know, and then because I think a lot of times when you're at these conventions, the fans, especially real, sometimes the fans are a little bit pushy, a little bit greedy. But everybody at the Christmas Sale booth was warm and kind and smiling and made you feel warm, made you feel welcomed. You know, it wasn't like, okay, here, take a picture, give me my $20, and get out of my face. It wasn't like that.
Well, no. I had some things for sale that people wanted for keepsakes, but it definitely is a fan gig. And so I took lots of selfies. I signed lots of pictures that they already had of me, which I was just thrilled with, and sold a few videos and got a few memberships. And, you know, every fan that spends a dollar on me deserves at least 5 minutes of my time and a pretty smile and a bless your heart for supporting me. So there you have it.
Agreed. I wish everybody would have that kind of mood, because even myself, even who I am, there are times I've been in there and some of the talents have been kind of, I can say it because it's my show, bitchy. Some people have been kind of bitchy, snotty, rude, disrespectful. No, unprofessional, not classy.
Sorry.
If you want, you could use any of those adverse acronyms to describe that person.
That's where I stand back and say, "Well, bless your heart," which really means, in plain English, you dumb, poor, dumb bastard. So,
exactly.
Those rude people suck, and they can just stay on their own planet. Don't you agree?
I firmly agree. Leave. Go over. You go that way.
That too, I love her. She's so kind and so sweet to people. And yeah, rude people suck.
Yes. but I have another call on the air that.
Okay.
I have Dapper Dan on the air, and he wants to chime in on this subject. So I'm going to bring him on while you're on
Dapper.
The air.
Hi, Dapper.
Hi.
Dan the man. Dan the man. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there, my dear. How are you tonight?
Good, good.
Yes, Dapper, yeah. Thank you for calling in. We are having a little chit-chat with Presley about ageism in the adult movie business.
Yeah.
Now, I know that this particular subject is certainly close to you, because you had certain feelings about the Avian this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell everybody a little bit about how you felt about the show.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Dan.
Well, it's just that having been going to these Avian award shows since the 90s, I feel it's not the same show anymore. It's all about, like, let's put it this way. It's like when I went in the 90s, it was just in the Venetian, it was in the ballroom, it was a dinner, and it was just industry people. And you walked the red carpet, you went inside, everyone had an assigned table, it was a buffet, and it was just people in the business, and everyone hung out and talked to each other, had the award show, had some fun. Now you go, and it's all, I mean, I guess from my point of view, being older now, it's all open to the public. Everyone just shows up, people going. Now it's people performing, Lil Wayne last year, Cardi B this year. and then I went to the, where you go to get your pass to go in. Now last year, as Ralph can verify, I was on the red carpet for the first time. I never walked the red carpet before. I was always watching from the outside because I was covering it for the magazines I did at the time or whatever. And this time they said, oh, no, you're going to be on the red carpet. So I was like, okay, cool. I was with my girlfriend at the time, Kenya Sweets, and, you know, we walked the carpet, you know, took that pictures taken, went in. Okay, fine. I go this year. The same people who were giving out the passes and knew me. And I actually had a printout taken by the AVN online photographer of me and Kenya in front of the step and repeat. I'm like, okay, hi, I'm Dapper Dan. I'm here to get, they didn't give me a pass. And it's the same guy who gave it to me last year. So he's looking at me, Danny, he goes, no, you didn't RSVP in time. And, you know, we don't have anything for you. And, you know, it was, and then, you know, it basically got snubbed. And then on top of all that, the next day, I mean, well, the Sunday following the show, I didn't go at all. I wound up taking my girl, Asia Wild, who is my porn star discovery now, who I am in a serious relationship with. It was the first trip to Vegas. I know she wanted to go and see the show and everything, and we didn't go. So I took her out instead to the Strip. We went out, took her around. She'd never been to Vegas at all, so we went to the Bellagio and Caesar's Palace and the Venetian, took her out to dinner. You know, we had a nice time. But the next day I'm looking on Instagram pictures, and I'm seeing all these people on the carpet who aren't even in the porn industry. They're not even porn people. They're not even porn performers. They're just, I don't know, groupies, fans, whatever. And yet they all got in. But here I am, someone who's been around doing this stuff since the 90s, and I got snubbed. So my attitude is I'm done with AVN. I've been feeling bad about it for a while anyway, because it's not the same show anymore. It's not the same expo. You walk in, half the floor is just Chatterbait and My Free Cams. It's just cam girls sitting in front of their laptops, and they're not porn people. They're cam girls. And it's just not the same show anymore. It's a different crowd. It's a different feeling. And, again, I feel there's still a very low representation of black performers, minority performers nominated for their roles in scenes and stuff. It's just not the same anymore, and I don't enjoy it anymore. and I'm not going anymore. I'm done with AVN. I may still go to Vegas because I still have friends there to visit, but I'm not doing it anymore. I'm finished. I'm done with it. I can't enjoy it anymore. It's just not the same. And I'm probably the only expo I'm going to go to at this point is the Exotica Edison, New Jersey show, because that's near home. And it's convenient to go to. I don't even like traveling anymore, to be honest. I'm 66, and I'm tired of packing, running to the airport, dealing with sold out flights. You have no room. You get there, the bags, go into hotels, walk in the floor, and it's taking its toll on me. I'm tired of it all now.
Well, I guess I'll have to see you in New Jersey then, won't I?
You'll have to see me in Jersey, sweetie. Yeah, exactly. Because people are already asking me, are you going to Portland, Oregon? No. Are you going to Chicago? Have you been to Chicago? No, I'm not going to go. Are you going to go to Miami? No. 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 Someone already even asked me, are you going to go to the Urban X Awards? I did go last year because I was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Urban X, which was a great honor, something totally unexpected, which was nice to be recognized, you know, after years of being in this business. But whether I'm going to go this year or not, I don't know. It really depends on how I feel, because I just don't feel the same way anymore. I'm tired. I feel worn out, and the traveling and everything. It's just, I don't get any enjoyment. I really went to AVM really to help promote Asia Wild because she's new. I wanted her to get out. It was her first trip to Vegas. I wanted her to, you know, get out there and be seen and network.
Well, how was it for her?
You know, she got to meet some people. You know, she shot some scenes. It was fun. I mean, again, it's Vegas.
Good.
We, like I said, we went out Saturday night. We went walking on the strip. You know, this is all new for her. So, you know,
right.
the whole you know, because I've been going to Vegas like this for years. So, to me, it's like whatever. But you know, for someone who's never been there before, yeah,
sure.
It's like, oh wow, you know,
yeah,
you see
do
the
tourist thing. If you haven't ever been, you have to do the tourist thing.
Yeah, I mean, you it's still that feeling of when you first get there, especially at night when it's lit up and you're, you know, and you're seeing all the hotels and stuff. But even just being at the Hard Rock and being, you know, you see, except most of the people, a lot of people I know weren't even there from the old days. It's just all these young kids and stuff, and I don't relate to that anymore. It's like, it's not the same.
No.
Going to see Cardi B perform at the award show. Yes, it's the first time a female performed and all that. Yes, I understand all that. That was a big deal. But I've seen Cardi B. No, big deal. So what? You know? Or even seeing Lil Wayne and these other people. It's like, I don't care. And the award show drags on because they just keep, you know, putting in all this other stuff that doesn't need to be there, and I don't know. Like I said, I'll give you that one.
I think the war show is a little long.
It goes on way too long.
You know, and they need
it's
to speed
drag.
That up quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again,
the
Oscars is long, so.
Yeah. It's just, like I said, it's just me. I feel it's just, on all levels, it's just not the same. It was a more intimate kind of gathering in the past when I went years ago. You know, yes, the public was there. They're walking the floor and meeting the fans and meeting, like Presley was saying, you know, they get to meet the women that they fantasized about and take pictures with them and stuff. That's always been the backbone of these shows. It's like you get to meet your sexual, you know, porn fantasies in person.
Yeah.
That's great. That's always great. But what do cam girls got to do about it? You know, I mean, you know.
I don't run the event itself. I do know that the entity that I use, which is Clips for Sale, Mm-hmm. We have a very good response at our booth. Young and all kinds of ages. Even the young girls are friendly and outgoing and have their own groupies and as do I. But I'm so sorry. But I think the biggest frustration is for the attendees, not the performers, but for the attendees and the fans, is perhaps they need to get an exposition company to come in and actually run their event like an expo and have somebody that's not in the porn business do that part of it. I think it would run a lot smoother. I think the VIPs would get treated better, and I think it would have a better outcome for the fans themselves. But again, I don't sit at that big round table, so I'm just giving an opinion here. But I'm very sorry that you missed the good old days, because they were lovely, weren't they?
They were. I mean, I feel like if you want to see if the cam, for, to me, the whole cam thing could have their own separate expo. They could just have cam show, cam freak, whatever the hell it is.
Yes.
Let them have their own separate expo if people just want to come and see them. But don't say it's a porn expo. It's not a porn expo.
And that's the younger generation using their computers and their brains and, going 90 miles an hour when some of us would rather just go 60 or less.
Exactly. Yeah. I have nothing against, again, I don't want to make it sound like I have this vendetta or whatever against the cam industry. I understand it's a major part of this business now, and the girls do what they have to do. They work out of their homes and they make their money and whatever, fine. But I feel that if that's the case, let them have their own separate show and leave the AVNs and Exoticas, whatever. I mean, keep it what it is. It's an adult industry expo for people in the adult industry who are performing in front of the camera as porn performers, not in front of your laptop. It's just a different thing. It's not the same.
It's a different thing. Yes, it is a different thing.
It is.
I agree. Well, I've had a good time, and I'm very sorry, but I have to get up early for a shoot. So, India, Ralph, honey, thank you so much for having me. And Dan,
thank you. Just
God bless you, baby. Hopefully I'll see you up north. I will try to make it to the big expo up there. And if
I
see you, big
I hope you're able to make it to Exotica, dear. It would be nice. I mean, we still have yet to actually do anything together. It would be nice to perform with you, without a doubt. Yes.
Well, I would just be thrilled and honored all at the same time. So you just let me know and kind of keep in touch with me on via Twitter and
I will.
My nitpick, my nude in public adventures, and they're kind of fun. So just I'm sure we'll talk between now and then. And if you ever need me and you're in Dallas, let me know.
I will.
Okay, Ralph, I love you, sweetheart. Hugs and kisses, baby.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling. Well, I'll be talking to you soon.
Where's Miss India?
Miss India had to go, so it's time for me to wrap the show up. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
But...
I hope she has a happy birthday, and we'll talk to you later, Ralph. Bye, darling.
All right, bye-bye.
You take care, President. Bye-bye, dear.
Yeah, so with that, I'm going to wrap the show up a little early tonight because it is India's birthday, and she wants to go out there and shake a tail feather a little bit, have a little fun with family and friends. So, Deborah,
Totally understandable.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to have you back on because you have a lot of history with this business. And I know I said I was going to bring you back on once before. I had to bring you back on where it's just you because last time I was not happy with the audio when you came on.
Yeah, I know. We had some technical difficulties. I know. I remember.
Yes, really bad technical difficulties. I haven't forgot about that one. So we're going to have you back on by yourself. Give me a couple more weeks and we'll get that done where I just have you, and we'll coordinate with your schedule and bring that back on.
All right.
Give me a little more time to promote and everything else.
Not a problem.
Because, like I said, you've been around this industry a long time. You've seen people come, you've seen people go, you know. And you not only have you seen people, you've seen companies come and go. You've seen systems come and go, you know. And just the very way that porn has been from when you first got into this thing to now has come and gone.
Yeah.
It's vastly different.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Vastly different, you know.
It's like day and night. Like I said, sometimes I don't even recognize it anymore because it's changed so drastically, which, again, I understand technology, the changing of the times, everything, people who are involved in it. It's not to sit there and expect it to be the same way it was from, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago. No, of course it's going to switch up, but it's just not something I really have a great – I mean, there are some things I do like about it. We can go into that, you know, when I'm on next time. We will discuss all that. But it's just a different ball game now, and, you know, I can sit back and let the young people go in and have fun with it. Not my cup of tea.
Exactly. And believe me, you are not the only person that I have heard that from. And not even today, you're not the only person that I've heard that from, because it is vastly different than how it used to be. And I think that there is a push for it to return to what it used to be in the 80s and 90s. More story-driven, you know, more companies. But with what we have today, could that ever happen again? I think it could, but someone's got to take the lead. Someone's got to take the lead to do it.
Exactly. Someone has to go ahead and go that way. The problem is it's everyone just likes to keep it the way it's going now. So it's going to take a major push from someone. But who knows? It could happen.
True. Very true.
But in any event, let any of you know, again, happy birthday. Have a great, you know, have a good time tonight out with the friends, and, you know, we'll talk the next time with her.
Okay. All right. And with that, I'm going to end the show for tonight. I want to thank you for all that listened, all that have on the chat room. Make sure you tune in every Friday night from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock is Hot Sugar Tea with myself and India. Once again, happy birthday to India Morrell. I know she's wants to thank everybody that wanted to call and wish happy birthday, but she did have to leave, you know, family obligations. But we will be live next Friday, and hopefully if anybody's listening to the music business, I need someone to create a really good birthday song. I need a really good birthday song. Presley St. Clair started off. She gave me a really good buzzer. We're going to put that into our player, but I need a really good one. So with that, I want to say good night to everybody, and tune in next week. Good night.
Okay. Take care, Ralph. Have a great one. And India, again, have a happy birthday, my dear. Enjoy the rest of your time out. Have a great night tonight.
All right. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next Monday.
Okay.
Next Friday.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.